Jamie Carr posting a double with a beautiful ride on More Than Ever. If you'd backed it, you just would have felt so comfortable in the run. It was chomping at the bit. All it needed was a little bit of a gap before the home turn. And that gap came, and as soon as it got through on the inside, I think it was game over. It should have been a pretty comfortable watch for Tony McAvoy, the trainer, who joins us now. Good morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning.
That was it was a beautiful ride. You must have been pretty confident, A, going in, because the horse is flying in Adelaide, but all it needed was that gap, and the room came just as they were coming to the turn.
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. Look, it's such a joy to have these high-class riders riding for you, and they just make those decisions. You know, one of the favourites, very easy to panic in that situation and do something, you know, get desperate. And the good riders, like Jamie yesterday, just took her medicine and just waited for something to unfold. And the thing about Moonee Valley, they're all at their top. Most of them are at their top coming around a turn. So if you wait, there is generally some movement.
I like the fact that this horse and the Adelaide runs were very similar as you've stepped it up in distance. It's a stayer that travels so well on the bit. It's not the sort of horse that seems to come off the bit at the 600 and then plug away. It just travels beautifully. Any punter that would have been on would have been really on really good terms with themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Jamie actually made the comment yesterday. Jamie rode him some time ago, quite a long time ago for me. And he was quite an aggressive horse in those days and used to pull a little bit. And her comment yesterday was how well he relaxes and travels for you. As you point out, she always had plenty of horse under her. And, of course, when that gap came, he quickened really quite impressively, I thought, after racing in a race that had quite a bit of tempo in it.
Tony, he's building a really nice race CV. 11 starts now for 5 wins and 3 runner-up checks. How far do you think he can get? Because he seems like he's still improving every time he steps out.
Yeah, look, Nick, we don't know his ceiling. This is the thing, and this is the exciting thing. I've always felt why I've asked the owners just to hang in there and wait. He always showed me really nice talent as a young horse, but every time I went to ask him a little bit more, he kept falling apart on me. He kept going sore and just his bone was not adapting to the training and what I was asking him to do. So we just had to wait and wait and wait. And so the most exciting thing for us now is to see his last 5 starts. Like, he had 2 seconds, 2 wins in Adelaide, and now this one. He's just continued to be on the up. And so that's the exciting part. The main thing we've got to do with this fellow is only run in when the tracks have got to get their toe in a little bit. And that ground at Moonee Valley yesterday was a racehorse's dream, the way it had raced.
Tony, he caught the eye for mine back at when he won at Kyneton on Kyneton Cup Day. He came from a long way off the speed on that day, which isn't easy to do. He gives a type of impression that the faster they go, regardless of what grade they are, the more he's going to be competitive just the way he switches off.
Correct. I mean, Brendan, if you see him yesterday there, they went along at a solid pace, and for a horse having his, I think, 11th start, he just sucked it up and got into a beautiful rhythm and travelled like a proper horse. So it's really exciting where he's going to take us. But, look, we've waited this long. I said to the few of the owners that were there yesterday, this spring is not for him. It'll be too soon for him, I believe. And we've done all the hard work now. Now we've got to get the rewards by not rushing. And we'll just run him through and while the tracks have got giving him. And when they start to get firm, he'll go back to the paddock and then we'll think about next year.
Oh, he might be an Adelaide Cup horse, Tony.
Well, this is something for Adelaide to listen to. If the Adelaide Cup was in May, yes. But I would not be training him for an Adelaide Cup in March. Training a horse like him through the summer would end his career. And we need to get that Adelaide Cup moved back to May, where it traditionally was. And you can train a stayer when the tracks in the autumn, when the tracks start to get a bit softer.
So are we thinking Brisbane then, Tony?
I'm looking for a new racing manager. You might be the man.
You couldn't afford him, Tony.
True. Look, we won a benchmark 78 yesterday, so I don't think we should get too ahead of ourselves. We've got a long way to go, but those sort of races down the track are very possible, I must say.
Tantat Trusting, solid. You've been mixing distances with Tantat Trusting. Do you know what the best distance it is for it? It was an okay run yesterday.
Yeah, Dan, it was okay. Yeah, he has been confusing me a bit, this fellow. He's by Trusting, who was a good 1,400 metre horse, and his pedigree would say 14 to 16. My riders and my staff and the jockeys say, oh, he feels like he needs a bit further. So we tried it a couple of times, and he ran his normal solid race, but wasn't effective. So I freshened him back to a mile, but he was a bit flat yesterday. Like, he jumped lethargically out of the gates. He never travelled for James at all in the run, and but still ran okay. It wasn't a horrible run, but look, he's got to go back to Adelaide. I'm going to take him back to Adelaide, freshen him a little bit more. He's a benchmark 85 horse, and coming into this time of the year, I think he might have found his level. So I think we'll take him home and change his scenario and probably set him for a race like the Balaclava Cup. Might be a good race for him.
Ori Star next week at Flemington. It's been a good race for you over the years. Hey Doc, more recently, I think you had Shiraz as well, but have you got anything lined up for it?
Yes, I have. I'm running a filly called Uhud, stepping her out. I stepped out Fields of Omar in that race as well, and he won. So I love that race, the Ori Star, and Flemington track's in tremendous order at the moment, so I'm looking forward to stepping out Uhud.
And she had a jump. I know I saw her jump out. Was it last Friday or the Friday before?
Yeah, she did. She had a jump out a couple of weeks ago, and finished alongside of Vega Magic and trialled really nicely. We didn't overextend her, and she just pulled up to me suggesting that one trial would be enough and ready to go down the straight.
Who'll steer her next Saturday?
Luke Curry.
And Deep Force is a horse I was really impressed by. I know I wasn't the only one. I'm sure you were one of those people, Tony. What's in store for Deep Force?
Yeah, lovely horse, isn't he? Like, his two trials were really impressive, and the thing is, the clock doesn't lie, and he was running the same times or similar times as the open horses, and he won that little race very impressively the other day. I'm just going to keep him in Adelaide. He's running at Murray Bridge next Saturday. There's a Saturday meeting at this beautiful new track at Murray Bridge, so he'll run there in a three-year-old benchmark 70, where I'd say he'll be beautifully placed, and then he'll find his way across here to Melbourne, and we'll take on the good ones when we get to sort of 1,400, I think. I think he's going to be an exceptional miler, that fella.
And if you had to pick out one or two horses for the spring carnival, we're talking more so in Melbourne, could you nominate him as being one of those horses, or have you got something else we should look out for as well?
Oh, yeah. No, I've got a tremendous young team of horses, and lightly raced or unraced, and I'm trialling quite a few of those tomorrow at Cranbourne. I've got a young dissident colt called Outlandos. I think he's got a really bright future, and he'll step out in the next couple of weeks. And I've got a Nakoni colt called Mayan. He won in Adelaide and then ran second in a stakes race at Moonee Valley, and he's on the comeback. And a horse like Deep Force. So it's a really exciting time for the stable coming into the spring with all these classy young horses that we're still unsure how good they are.
And Tony, you mentioned Murray Bridge. I think they've renamed it, haven't they, to McAvoy Park?
Yeah, what an incredible day for us that was. We did target it, but as you know, all the best laid plans come unstuck in most cases. But we had an outstanding day, and I think that's what you'll find. I think, you know, I ran a filly there, a really high-class filly that's running and having a next start in Sydney, Pretty Brazen. She drew barrier 17 first up. There's very few tracks you would take on that challenge. But that track allowed me to do it because she sat six and seven wide throughout and won. So I think that just gives all praise to the layout of that surface.
And most of those winners were ridden by Baron Vorster. This season, will he be based solely in Adelaide, or do you think you might get him across to Victoria at various stages?
Look, I've had a long talk to Baron about this and his family. I brought him to Australia to be my Adelaide rider. Our plans have changed a little bit now with the sort of way racing is in South Australia, and with my son coming on, and he wants to train in Victoria, so we've decided to set up in Ballarat. We're building a 100 box complex down at Ballarat, which we're hoping the build will start in the next month. And Byron will come across and base himself at Ballarat. And so we'll have Luke Curry in at Flemington and Byron at Ballarat. It'll make our team even stronger.
And what about over in Adelaide? Will you have a new South Australian rider now, or really trim back on how many runners you have in that jurisdiction?
Look, I've just had a brief chat to Raquel Clark to see whatever Raquel's doing, and not to be my number one rider there because my numbers are going to reduce. But I've just said to Raquel, planning like a year down the track, if she was willing, I'd like to offer her first option to my rides, and she was pretty excited about that going forward.
There we go.
Tony, thanks for that. It seems like we've covered a lot of ground with you yesterday on what was probably a fairly quiet day for a trainer that's got such a big a team yesterday. You might have found opportunities throughout the course of the day to do other things you normally wouldn't do on a Saturday.
Yeah, no, we just had a couple of runners, races 4 and 6, so I enjoyed the day. It was nice and lovely to have a winner, of course, and looking forward to getting busier.
Well, as always, we really appreciate you coming on, and I'm sure you've steered us and all of our listeners into a few winners. Congratulations with More Than Ever. We'll keep an eye out for it heading towards maybe a Brisbane Cup. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Hollis.